This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mosman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mosman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
What the Port Douglas Blueprint is about is trying to pull together all of the different plans that we've had for Port Douglas. Some of the things that are in or will be in the blueprint are short term and we're already doing. For example, starting to fix up some of the garden beds and things like that. And some of them are much longer term and they're visionary and they're stretch, but you've got to have a combination. So the lagoon, for example. But we need to have a mix of short, medium, and long-term projects, and we need to pull them all together in a document that is visual and shows people what that long-term vision looks like. So we're pulling that together right now. We've actually brought someone in who can help us with that. And once we pull that together, then what we can do is start taking it out to the community and start looking at all the details of that, getting feedback, getting input, you know, where we think, oh, do we do A, B, or C option, get that input and whatnot. So I'm hoping that that's out relatively soon. We've got a little bit more internal work to do to put that together, but that's Port Douglas. One of the reasons that a lot of things haven't gotten traction is that we haven't had that total plan. We had one back in 2009, but that's 10 years ago, so we really need to update that. Next one, Mosman 2025. Mosman 2025, the reason that we picked 2025 and whatnot is that when we started doing this 6 months ago, the mill hadn't been confirmed, the Goobity Aged Care Facility hadn't been confirmed, and we were thinking if those two things don't happen, then we're going to be in a difficult economic situation and we need to start planning for that. If on the other hand, those two things happen and the botanical gardens gets going, then this Mossman's really gonna change. So the point of 2025 is to say one way or another, Mossman is likely to look quite different than what it looks like today. And our goal is to think back from that, what does it look like in 2025, and start planning. So that's the purpose of that strategy. And again, once we get a bit of a framework together, we'll be out and we'll start talking about that. The last one there is the Daintree 30-year plan. And this is something you might say, well, why 30 years? And I have been asked that question before. I was really pleased to see 2060 from the CSIRO. But you know, the idea of this is to look very long-term because some of the long-term issues that the Daintree area north of the Daintree faces are really big, huge, thorny issues. Climate change, not that Mosman and Port Douglas don't face that as well, but we want to look at really big issues, and this plan is going to look at issues beyond just council's control. It's going to be holistic. We're going to look at bringing other levels of government into the discussion, and we really want to try to identify some of those issues. Our first stage in this is simply to understand all the stakeholder groups. And I know some of you in the audience have been involved in different groups and there's discussions about what makes a stakeholder and whatnot. But this is a plan that needs to be incredibly comprehensive. And the first step is just to understand all of the different parties involved and how we will go about doing that consultation. So we've started to develop the consultation plan. This particular plan is something that I would imagine is going to take 12 to 18 months. This is not a short-term project. This is a big project with really thorny issues that we need to delve into. So this one's going to take a bit more time. If you're going to go out to the community and say, we will collaborate, but all you're doing is consulting, that's when messages start to get confused. And councils and different levels of government do have lots of challenges in trying to get this right. It looks easy, and it's not. And it's not easy for a few reasons. One is just getting a sample representation. What you typically find is that there are people who are always involved, but if you're dealing with an issue, for example, let's just take Port Douglas. If you're dealing with an issue that impacts Port Douglas, you need to make sure that you get a voice of everyone, and you need to make sure you have a representation a representative sample of the whole group. If you just, for example, put on an engagement session and say, whoever shows up will be the voice, you could be missing all those people who are actually silent. So this is a key thing, because if you really want to get an idea of what the community's thinking, you've got to use techniques to do that. And I could spend an hour on this, I won't, don't worry, talking about random sampling and all of that. Where community engagement goes wrong is when you start to get into the there are winners and losers. And I've seen this happen where camps start to form and it's us versus them and whatnot. And community engagement is the opposite. It's trying to find a common ground. One of the things about doing community engagement is you've got to be at the right place when you actually go out. And there's debates about that, because sometimes people will say, and I'll use the Lagoon as an example, and I know that's that, you know, that's a big visionary project, whatever. Some people will say, you never should have gone out with any vision because you didn't consult. And others, when we go out early, they say, but what's the vision? How do we even know what we're commenting on? So there is a trade-off, and there's no magic answer on that. In terms of the order of the projects, the one that we're probably furthest along in terms of getting ready to get out and start talking about it is actually the Dane Tree 30-year plan. And what we're doing there is just identifying all of the different stakeholder groups, because that is an absolutely essential piece. So I would hope that we're out with some communication on that fairly soon. We have not started the Mossman 2025 one, and I do feel some pressure to get that one moving for obvious reasons that I talked about. But the first thing we'll need to do on that is identify the different groups. For example, the school, and for example, this group, and all of the different groups and how we engage them, working out how we're going to get people included that we might not hear about. Because no one in this room is going to have an issue with putting their hands up going to a session. But how do we get all those other voices that might represent some very different opinions from those in this room? And to do that right takes a bit of planning.
I've lived in Forest Creek for 23 years. I will say I've never been surveyed by the council on any issue whatsoever. Now, your 30-year Daintree plan clearly states at the beginning that it was requested by the Daintree Coast community. I will categorically tell you it was not. I've found around everywhere, I cannot find a single person. There are people in this room. There is nobody asked for a 30-year plan. Nobody wants a 30-year plan. Apart from which, we're about to promote the place, bring all these tourists here. What are you going to do with the ferry if you've locked it up for 30 years? Where are you going to put these people? What do we do with roads, gravel roads? We do not want a 30-year plan. None of us have ever asked for it. We were not consulted with. Our councillors have let us down badly. They never come over that river and they never talk to people.
We've had a number of people that have said we need a 30-year plan. Now maybe people, I'm not going to name residents. Well, no, I could, but it's not my place to. Why wouldn't you want a plan? And what is your concern about having a plan? Because I'm trying to understand the fear of having a plan. We did, when we did our corporate plan, we did run some engagement sessions. So there were people who asked for that. However, the point of doing a plan is so that we can actually start to understand exactly the issues you've just raised. Because there's the plan, there's no, at this point, it's just we need to do a plan. There's no preconceived notion about what's going to be in that. We need to understand exactly that issue that you just raised. And that's when we will go and sit down with the community and we'll make that list of issues and try to get that detailed understanding. Clearly, in terms of that 30-year plan, one of the first questions we're going to have to ask is, what is the purpose of this plan? Why are we doing it? And that could actually be the place to start, to actually get some understanding of why is it that we need to do a plan, or what is the scope of that plan? And that really probably is the first stage of that, from what you're saying. When we go out, what we're going to do is a whole bunch of different things. We're going to survey, we're going to do community groups. If you think of some concentric circles, in the middle is the Daintree community, but we need to consult with the whole Shire and even beyond that.